You're listening to Soundtrack to the Struggle 2 by Low Key.
Thank you for joining us, Noam. In Optimism Over Despair, you say, it seems to me unlikely that civilization can survive really existing capitalism. Would you be able to explain that statement for us?
Really existing capitalism is what we can see described in the press day after day. We read that the major banks like J.P. Morgan Chase are increasing their investment in fossil fuels, including the most dangerous, like Canadian tar sands. And all of this is quite understandable on the assumption that the structure of our institutions is geared to maximizing short-term profit and power without regard to what might happen to the world in another 20 or 30 years. But that's called capitalism. But we can't survive that.
Is it the economic system v the ecosystem? How we gonna define deep when the seas have risen? How can we define woke when our sleep's commissioned? Drowned out by cold brother bots, how can the people listen? Can't detoxify as we watch the sky fade to grey. The source devoured corporate power, killed the nation state. Sophisticated murder, defined as innovation. Corporations whine and dying just to mine your information. Amen versus humanity, terrorist who? His search engine knows your thought pattern better than you. In an environment resentful, uprising is essential. The horizon is torrential, thinking silence will protect you. Subject to propaganda that terrifies the slumbered. We can jeopardize their cover if we energize the numbers. Collectivize or die, protect your mind or suffer. Life is paradise to some and a paradise to others. The eyes of a tired, retired fireman, knowing he couldn't help a child survive the frying pan. When we riot, we disquiet the Leviathan. Forget Iron Man, I've got an iron lion's diaphragm. My salutations to those with imagination. Doom anticipated, and that's no exaggeration. Your flag doesn't exist. Let me back up that statement. What happens to the nation if the Queen has a tax haven? Pushing these buttons, you don't need a brave heart. Run text, turn the Mediterranean to a graveyard. Paper wall will drive you crazy if you let it. Had a mother burying a newborn baby in the desert. What's commonsensical is sensible to question. What seems to be a lesson is intellectual repression. Rebel against the system that deprived you of a voice. Rebel against this hell while our survival's still a choice. Suicide cannibalize itself while the bank's treating fictitious capital like it's wealth. Your lurid lobby system means corruption is legalized. Privatized healthcare elsewhere, people die. Rebellion lives in all those that dream of a better way. Refuse to be brainwashed with false visions of yesterday. Choose to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. So many choose the opposite, their spirit contradicted. Bring a child to the world where the future seems impossible. $5 trillion a year subsidizing fossil fuels. The truth was in their eyes, but you shrugged and just turned your back. I watched the family beg for help while they flat turn to ash. Apocalypse now. We saw our future in that damn building. CEOs loving profit more than they love their grandchildren. We saw our future in that damn building. CEOs loving profit more than they love their grandchildren.
Not to be concerned about the future of their grandchildren. Well, you have to put yourself in the position of, say, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of the biggest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase. As CEO, he has essentially two choices. One choice is to do exactly what he's doing. Invest direct investments to the most profitable outcome, if it happens to be the most dangerous fossil fuels, do that. The other alternative he has is to resign and be replaced by somebody else who'll do the same thing. But this is an institutional problem, not an individual one.